Oh, this is heavy, Doc. I mean, it's like I was just here yesterday.
You were here yesterday, Marty. You were.
Hi, my name is Joe. I listen to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO, Bedford, Mass.
It's actually listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO. He's my sassy man crush.
I'm listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford.
Yeehaw!
We're sending you back to the future!
I sometimes fancy Chris Earle's little time travel radio show.
Really like that hat, Marty.
Thanks, Ben.
Gotta be the wrong year.
Hey, Doc! Where are you going now? Back to the future?
Nope. Already been there.
Hey, you. Get your damn hands off her. I have been looking all over for you.
This is all wrong. I don't know what it is. But when I kiss you, like I'm kissing my brother.
I'm afraid you're just too darn well.
I'm Richard Cheese, and you're lounging against the machine on Time Travel with Chris Earle on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Whoa, this is heavy.
There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM on your radio dial. I am here with George Wolverton and Jared Gales. Jared, first time in the studio. How you doing?
Thanks for having me. It's awesome.
Yeah, thanks for coming. It's good to see George back here in the studio again. Welcome, George.
Is that a new intro?
That was a new intro, yeah. I've been playing that for like the last 2 or 3 months, okay. I think. I threw that together with a bunch of little clips from Back to the Future and a bunch of people that called in over the years.
That one's much more epic.
Yeah, it's pretty epic. It's long, though. It's like about 5 minutes long. And you got the Jimi Hendrix at the end here, which is good, playing Johnny Be Good. So it's April 12th, 2024, and it's a big week for the loss of O.J., a lot of people, whether you liked him or not, I mean, whether he was a murderer or not, it's still big news for all of us, because in the 90s, time stopped in 1995. I remember working, and we stopped doing everything to see the outcome of O.J. Simpson trial, which of course, you know, he was found not guilty. And, you know, what's that, 30? It's 20 years later from now, 95 to 24. Now it's 30 years, isn't it?
Wow.
30 years, almost. 30 years ago. Yeah, happened almost 30 years ago. But you know, whether you like him or not, I mean, it still changed the world with the O.J. trial, and also The fact that he had Kardashian there as his lawyer, and we wouldn't have had the Keeping Up with the Kardashians if it wasn't for OJ.
Incredible.
And it really changed the landscape of reality television and spoiled rich girls.
Probably the most unfortunate.
You know? You know, that's the first I'm hearing of it right now.
Yeah.
So this news today, so...
Oh, you just found out that OJ died?
This is the first I've heard about it. That's how little I care about pop culture.
That's great.
This is my news. Good, though. This is my news.
That's good, though. Yeah. That's good. I'm like your Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's cool. My friend Dennis, he like lives in the backwoods in New Hampshire, and like I'll tell him somebody died like 6 months ago. He's like, really? And he's like, he just doesn't keep up with anything. You know? And it's like, it's not a bad way to live. Not a bad way to live.
He thought Prince was alive for like a year, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going to do a Prince show next week, actually, because he passed away 2016 now, I believe. So that was almost, that's 8 years ago now. But in the background, since you've been gone, you can find this on the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Those were both good movies, the Guardian of the Galaxy movies. You guys see those?
Those are great. Irreverent.
Yeah,
but still popular.
Yeah. I loved what they did with the soundtracks on those with the rock and roll.
Yeah,
just great
stuff.
Yeah, I can remember the soundtracks, not the story as much, but
yeah.
I don't follow the Marvel Universe as heavy as you need to keep up with all these flicks.
Not anymore. Yeah, there's so many superhero movies now, it's like, what's left to do?
Star-Lord having the Sony Walkman was great.
Yeah.
It was a great throwback to the whole 80s.
Yeah, in number three, they find a Zuni, a Microsoft Zuni, and they play in the Zuni, so... They throw it together that way.
I'm going to catch that one.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Any good movies this week you guys seen? Any good television shows? I've been watching Yellowstone. You guys see Yellowstone at all?
Yeah, are they wrapping up the end of the year? Or
I'm only on season two. So
I binged it over the course of like 1 week.
It's good. It's pretty good. You see it, George?
No.
It's good. No, I like it.
Yeah. I've been watching Shogun.
Yeah, Shogun good? I almost started watching Shogun.
It's good.
Yeah.
That's
a few Chinese people in that one.
Japanese.
Foolish me. I don't know. Yeah.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
Yeah.
When it's something like that.
Shogun's
like
the Shogun Warriors, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think
is OJ
Marshall?
Somehow I get left out.
Yeah. OJ was in Naked Gun. Played Nordberg in The Naked Gun.
I thought he was great in those movies.
He was great in those movies.
Then you find out he's a murderer. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, in dirty those dog. In those movies.
Spoiled it.
Yeah.
He was,
yeah. He's a dirty dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I must have watched about an hour of Norm MacDonald ripping O.J. Simpson every week on Weekend Update on YouTube.
O.J. pretty much made Norm MacDonald's career, too.
He certainly
pretty much.
Did.
I mean, Norm MacDonald was great, but the brutality of him was always through the OJ jokes, you know?
And he was relentless.
Yeah.
Every week he had something. It was great.
In the background is KDX125. I have a little Pet Shop Boys in the background while we're chatting here. KDX125 is an instrumental, and you can hear a little KDX dirt bike in the background. Apparently the Pet Shop Boys were into the dirt bikes at one
point. I was going to say, that's a dirt bike, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Yeah,
that's awesome. A
couple of gay boys jumping back and forth on the dirt bike. Yeah, going out in the woods.
Catch up, boys.
Playing some ambient music and some electronica.
Classic 80s and 90s, yeah.
Yeah, they're great to see live. Really good.
A lot of energy. A lot of pop to it.
Yeah. There was a girl that, like, gave a little wink on the way in, George.
I heard about this.
Yeah, girl gave a little wink. Yeah. I'm like, what's going on? Like, that's what happens sometimes. You come down to the colleges and you get a little wink.
Big man walking into the studio. They know what's up. They know they need.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe.
Like you own the place.
They're like, that's the guy that plays the KDX 125 song.
It's your place.
Yeah. Like they're realizing why I didn't wink back now. I'm playing the gay Pet Shop Boys tunes. Yeah. Somehow the monitor here is a little crazy. It's got like window panels on it for some reason. I don't know what's going on. I'm pretty good at this computer stuff, but I don't even want to touch it. I'm just going to keep going. We only got so long here now. It's only a one-hour show, so 47 more minutes. We got plenty to talk about, though. What else can we talk about today? It's nice out. It's warm. Yeah. You liking
sure
it?
Sure is. Yep.
What's your favorite time of year, Jared?
I'd say summer.
Summertime?
Yeah, Narragansett Beach.
Nice.
Yep.
What do you usually do? Just go to the beach? Just
lounge on the beach and do some swimming.
Flop around?
Yeah, flop around.
Put on
maybe take a couple side trips to New Hampshire. Or
make a little picnic lunch?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yep.
Put on the short shorts?
Yep. Go to the Coast Guard house?
Yep.
Yeah, big stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
You can't go wrong there. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice. Yeah. Good food.
We should go to the beach now. Let's get the hell out of here.
A different
let's
vibe.
Go to the beach. Go get some clams.
Chili water. Nice chili water.
Yeah. We got a little party for baby niece tomorrow. I still call her baby niece, even though she's, what, 7?
You can still call her baby. That's fine.
We're going to have a little party for the,
nice.
For the baby niece tomorrow.
Yeah.
Very it'll be fun. Looking forward to that.
She's like spotlight on me.
She's going.
She knows it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, kids are always spotlight on
it's
them
awesome.
All the time.
Yeah, totally.
All the time.
It's great.
She's going to Disney. She's going to be going to Disney for the first time, so that'll be fun.
That's great.
Yeah.
Should be like at least a biannual trip.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Meanwhile, I'm just working and walking. I've been walking. I'm on day 104. That's probably worth bringing up. So I passed my 100 days of walking at least 5 to 7 miles a day.
Wow.
And my feet are killing me, but I'm doing it.
Like Forrest Gump.
Yeah, yeah.
Serious.
Forrest Gump's runner.
Yeah.
I can't run anymore. I can just kind of hobble my way.
Some serious mileage.
Yeah, getting some mileage
awesome.
In. I need a new pair of sneaks. That's what I should have done for my 100th. I should have got myself a nice new pair of sneaks.
Oh, yeah.
I've been meaning to ask George. George, you know your sneakers. You got to fill me in on some good sneaks. Not necessarily running sneakers, but a good, like, thick walking sneaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a flat-footed dink-toed boy like myself. I'm a little dink-toed.
Yeah, we can go over some stuff later.
Yeah. Yeah. What's a good pair of sneaks cost now? At least 150, 200 bucks.
120 to 160, anywhere in there.
Yeah, you can't get like a pair of Zips for like 20 anymore, right? a pair of old
Keds.
Yeah, Keds.
Some Keds,
I mean, you can go out to Marshall's and get some deals. Sure.
Kill your feet, though.
You can get some good.
Yeah, you want to get something good, like New Balance or something.
You got to get the sole support. There's some good technology out there.
I've been taking, Ma bought me some of those little Santa balls that are the air fresheners, and I've been throwing them in my sneaks. They're actually pretty good. So I'll throw those little Santa balls in there, the air fresheners.
I haven't seen those in about 30 years.
Yeah,
I didn't know they were still around.
They're almost like mothballs, and you taste them in there.
I thought they went out with like Rubik's Cube.
Like the
or
Christmas
something.
Tree show stores.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Well, a lot of these sneakers now, they're knit, and so your feet sweat.
Yeah.
It's like wearing two pairs of socks, but so there's no aeration, so sneaker gets funky and stinky.
Yeah, yeah.
So with a lot of these knit sneakers, that might help.
I've been sweating a lot. So I've been like, I wear like layers now. So I'm putting a t-shirt on, and then I'm wearing a top, and then a heavy coat and a hat, and usually a scarf. So I'm sweating it out.
Yeah. Sweating to
I
the
get
oldies.
Back, and it's just a little wet.
Yeah. Just drenched.
It's nice, though. It feels good.
Feels good.
Like a sauna.
It's a good detox.
Yeah. I haven't done something like this, but I got my numbers back too. I was telling Jared, so I got my biometrics back, and they're the best they've been since I was in my early 20s.
Looks incredible.
Look at that. So like my cholesterol's low. It's not even normal. It's low, and my A1C was below normal, and the triglycerides were 90 points down into low levels. Like, yeah, everything was fixed pretty much.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's nice.
So
great work.
I know. And, no booze either. That's the tough part. We'll be celebrating
you did a whole
with a
reboot
booze.
Of your system, you know, past
know.
4 months. It's like you hit the restart button.
Yeah.
You know?
It's been basically water, fruit, and ice cream. That's it.
Nice.
Just a lot of Brigham's vanilla, a lot of Brigham's coffee, you know.
You can't shock the body too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just go into shock.
Yeah. And I still like the hot saucy chicken, you know. You got to get the hot saucy chicken and a nice teriyaki steak, something like that. A lot of proteins.
Yeah.
Been doing a lot of proteins.
Steak's fantastic.
Yeah. Got a couple of tunes lined up for you. You wanted to hear a little more than this, so why don't I put that on? Why don't you tell me why you picked this one, Jared? Roxy Music, More Than This.
You know, I loved the movie Lost in Translation. Bill Murray does. Did you get that copy of the tune?
I don't have that copy. Yeah, but I have the Roxy.
He does a
musical
karaoke when they're hanging out with their newfound friends, and it's very endearing. And the whole movie is it's very realistic, and they both play it really well. Scarlett Johansson, Bill Murray, and it's just a great little story, and it's very human, and they keep it clean, and they play it straight, and it really works. Sofia Coppola did a great job with that one.
Here you go. Roxy Music, more than this. Time Travel 2.0, here with you until 7 p.m. Thanks for listening. Here with Jared, here with George. My name's Chris Earle, WMFO in Medford. WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. You're listening to Time Travel 2.0 with Chris Rule and Jared Gales and George Wolfenden. Might as well talk Star Wars. The Accolade is coming up. It's going to be the next disaster from Disney.
Thanks, Disney.
The next disaster from Disney.
That is an odd name.
The Accolade?
I mean, what is that?
Accolade?
I've never heard that word in my life.
Yeah, it's like, what are they picking this word up for?
Is that known to modern Star Wars fans?
What does being an accolade mean? Let's see, it says, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right. Accolade is one who assists a member of a clergy in a service by performing minor duties. One who attends or assists a leader. Hmm. My guess is it's going to be an apprentice of the dark side, and then of course the dark side person we haven't seen yet, but it's a young black girl, of course.
Well, why don't they just call it apprentice?
Yeah. They should, because it's dark side, it's an acolyte.
But we've never heard that in the Star Wars.
No, we have now, because Disney decided to make it up.
Okay,
right.
Thanks, Disney.
But apparently, the apprentices are only Jedi, and in this new world. It's going to be all the Jedi have all the power, so they're all sharing the good side of the Force. So the dark side of the Force, only one or two people are supposed to have it.
So that means they can use all of
everything.
It.
So like one dark side member could fight 100 Jedi because they're all sharing the same amount of Force.
Oh boy.
So, but we haven't seen this balance ever. Like even with like Anakin and all that crap with the bringing balance to the Force.
But that's an interesting story to tell because you haven't seen it before, right?
Yeah.
You get to see the if the Forces are skewed,
yeah.
What comes out?
But we're going to see a Wookiee with a lightsaber, so that's always
all right. That's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yep. And it's the same guy that plays Chewbacca, so he's playing the new Wookiee with the lightsaber.
All right.
Yep. And then I'm sure you're going to see some of the younglings, of course. You get to see a bunch of kids running around, which is what we always needed in Star Wars, right? A bunch of kids running around. Come on.
Where
as soon as
does
they introduce those
fall?
Younglings, I'm like, come on. It's like 100 years earlier than like Episode 1 or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the Jedi is supposed to be like in full power. They're full like police agents.
The good old days.
So of course, there's going to be that underlying theme of 2024 and... You know, F the police. So there's always going to be that. Yeah, we don't like the
no
Jedi.
Politics in Star Wars. That's for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I saw Ahsoka. Wasn't bad. Wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Star Wars. So you got to watch it.
It's true.
Yeah,
you have to.
Yeah.
It's one of the greatest
franchises.
Yeah, franchises ever in our time.
Yeah. It'd be great for George Lucas to have not signed a non-disclosure and he just comes out and starts talking about how awful it is now. It'd be great. I want to see him kind of start getting senile in his 80s and 90s and start like crapping all over Disney. It'd be awesome.
He must be beside himself.
He must be, but if he opens his mouth, it's going to cost him millions. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then again, he does have that
4.06 billion he got.
Wealth.
Yeah. Yep. 4.06 billion. And 06 billion is a lot because it's billion. Yeah. You got to add that 06 in there.
Where is he, though?
You know,
you'd like to see him more out and about, you know, more of a public figure. Like, he's gone.
He's home playing with the kids.
Yeah.
He never really did much other than Star Wars. He produced a couple of movies, like Radioland Murders and the THX movie. But for the most part, he was always part of Star Wars. But he also surrounded himself with, like, that Rick Berman guy produced episodes 1 through 3. So he was mostly the guy that chatted about that. You didn't hear a whole lot from him.
Right.
But... I don't know, you know. All I know is he made a good deal, you know, franchising out his toys. You know, that's how he made his money.
Amazing.
Was the toys.
Amazing.
Kids like me buying all of them. You know?
It was probably the first sort of set of deals of that kind in entertainment.
I should ask for reparations from Lucas. Don't you think? You should get my toy money back. It's like, I'm not getting any money back from my college, from Biden, right? It's like, I should just be like, you know what? I said, I invested in Star Wars. And then Lucas dropped the ball and left on me.
Left.
Yeah. I'm like, Disney owes me some reparations for this. I should be able to get some money for my Greedo 3-engine figure.
They should be worth thousands by now.
I should be able to sell my Greedo for 45 bucks on the dollar. But, yeah, I don't know. April's an odd time of year because it's not quite, it's spring, but it's not quite nice weather yet. but it's coming. You know, it's transitional.
Just waiting. You're in pause.
Yeah.
The last week got nice. You can feel it.
Yeah. What are we going to eat tonight? That's always a good topic. Should we get steaks? Chinese? Italian?
I just ate before I came.
Oh! Come on.
Well, I'll hang out.
I've been holding out all day.
I was too hungry. I had to get something before I get on the air.
Oh. See, I don't like to eat before air.
Oh.
I got that edge to me.
Oh.
I like to be hungry when I'm on
the air. Yeah,
you
got to be hungry. Yeah,
got to be hungry.
Sharp. Keep your mind sharp. Yeah. You can't get that postprandial coma going. You eat too much and you're just like lethargic and you can't think straight.
Mm-hmm.
It's nap time.
Yeah.
I would have been there, but that ticket got my blood boiling.
Yeah, tell us about this. You got a ticket in Somerville? Where was it?
Right outside of
Assembly Square?
Yeah, right outside the Ruth's Chris.
The Ruth Chris? Yeah, I know what you mean.
Assembly Square. Sure. I parked right there, walked over to the barbecue restaurant right across the street, sat down.
Yep.
Ate for about 45 minutes, came back out to the car. I put about 48 minutes of time in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think 2 minutes had elapsed and there was already a ticket.
Do you have the ticket on you?
No, I should have brought it with
me. We could do a shout out to how awful that person is.
We could have.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what do you got there? You got a list of other things. What is this?
Well, we could do that now. We could do it later. I don't know.
Sure, let's do it now.
No, this is an area, Boston area shows, interesting shows that I thought over the next couple weeks, listeners might be interested in attending. I'm certainly interested in attending a few of these.
All right, let's hear them.
Let me know if any of these stick out. All right, Wilbur Theater, Monday, the 15th, we have Matthew Sweet.
Sweet.
I remember that name, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
That was a good song.
Good.
Cypress Hill.
Nice.
Roadrunner. Thursday, the 18th at 8 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah. To be a rock superstar, live hard, big cars.
Wow, that's not the first one I thought of.
That's rock superstar.
I haven't even thought about
rap
that
superstar.
Track in years.
That's great too. Yeah.
Shout out to our cousin down in Jersey, DJ Pauly D's is playing Memoir at the casino Friday.
Yeah.
The 19th.
DJ Pauly D.
Sticking with the electronica, Benny Benassi, Big Night Live, 420.
Benny Benassi from the Bronx.
Yeah, right. That's what I thought. He's got some good tunes.
All right.
Dionne Warwick. That's what Friends are for.
Oh, yeah. That's what Friends are for. She's in Lowell or something,
isn't
she?
Lowell, yeah. Thursday, April 25th, Lowell Memorial Auditorium, 7:30 p.m. Judas Priest, Chris.
Wow.
Judas Priest.
Wow.
At the MGM Music Hall.
Really? He's as gay as a French horn. Did you know that? Judas Priest?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's very he's
old
very
school
outspoken
gay.
About it.
He's
yeah,
old
he's
school.
Always been very open.
Well, he didn't have to be, you know, but, you know. He just did his thing. That's what I liked. He wasn't in everybody's face.
No one cares.
Nobody cared.
No.
He was out back, you know, like Freddie Mercury. He's like, he did a show, and then he banged a bunch of guys in the back.
Yeah.
And nobody cared.
No. Mick Jagger.
Yeah. Mick Jagger.
He was
Let's out all the rock stars.
David Bowie.
David Bowie and Mick Jagger.
Your boyfriend.
They even made a video. They were like dancing around, like
dancing
right in front of everybody's
face. That's right.
Yeah. It's like the gayest video of all time, but they loved it.
Probably the worst song of all time.
It's pretty awful.
It's
awful. It was
as
just a chance for them to get together
music,
and make out. Yeah,
horrible.
It was just for them to get together on the weekend. Yeah.
They could have done something so much better.
Each other.
Oh
yeah.
Like of all the music they did, they had to do that pop piece of garbage together.
Like America.
Are you kidding me?
That's the worst part. South America.
South America.
It's so cringy.
Yeah.
Who else we got? 50 Cent's coming, Chris.
Oh, 50 Cent's great.
Yeah. To Memoir, Friday, April 26th.
Yeah.
10 p.m.
Got him in the club.
The Black Crowes, Sunday.
I love the Black Crowes.
The 28th at MGM.
I'm a huge fan
of
Black
Crowes.
They got a good sound, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're by themselves. They're opening for Aerosmith, I think, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aerosmith's going back on tour?
Yeah.
Because they canceled the last show in Boston.
Yeah, they just announced the new dates, and they're going to be here for New Year's.
Okay.
For their used to do New Year's every year.
That's
years
what
ago
it was,
in the 80s and 90s, Aerosmith. And the Black Crowes are going to be with them, too.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'll be going to that one.
Yeah, I'll want to go to that one.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Who else is coming? One of Russ's favorites, Buddy Guy.
Oh.
Monday, May 6th at the Wilbur.
Mm-hmm.
Bad Religion and Social Distortion. Great show.
Where's that?
MGM Music Hall on May 7th.
All right.
We get Lyle Lovett and Lisa Loeb coming to the Wilbur Theater that same day.
I'll pass on that one.
Air Supply.
Oh, I'm all out of love.
No kidding.
At the Lowell Memorial Auditorium on May 10th.
Yeah. I'm all out of love.
And
so lost
Alston Brighton's
you.
Big D and the Kids Table, May 10th.
All right.
The Crystal Ballroom in Somerville. And I'll be going to that one with Darryl.
Beautiful. What's that one?
That's Big D and the Kids Table, ska band.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Big D and the Kids Table.
They've been around for years. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Bad Religion and Social Distortion. Is that the 90s?
Yeah. No, that'll be another good show.
Yeah.
Yeah, another good 90s punk show.
So it's National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day today. Did you know that?
No, it's not.
It is.
I actually
Jared
had
said he
one.
Had a grilled cheese sandwich today. Yeah.
That's surreal.
It's always National
Sunday. But
Sunday
you had it at the Five Guys, right?
Five Guys. I had a burger and a grilled cheese.
Were all five guys working or was one of them out sick?
I think, they're down to four, yeah.
Yeah.
Freaking jerks. Boy, can they make a burger.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, grilled cheese day. That's a thing.
Yeah. The last girl I went out with, when I found out she was cheating on me, went into a Five Guys. She dated four of them. I'm like, great.
Oh, my God.
Give me the extra fries. Oh, boy. So National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. So tell that story, Jared. So you're in the Five Guys. You ask for a grilled cheese,
yes.
And then you ask for something with it, and they didn't want to help you.
So I ordered, sat down. There's a line behind me. The girl at the cash register is free for a minute, so I see her free. So I say, excuse me, could I have some bacon on that grilled cheese? And she's like, oh, no, sorry, we can't do that. And the guy behind the grill says, oh, sorry, we can't do that. I'm like, oh, all right. I mean, I'll pay the differential, whatever it is. And he's like, sorry, we can't do that. It was a big deal. And I'm like, oh, no worries, no worries. And he's like, yeah, we'll take care of you. I'm like, okay. So I walk over to the cash register to pay, like, the $2. And she's like, no, we can't do that transaction. I'm like, okay. And he's like, oh, I'll put bacon on it anyway. I'm like, thanks. So shout out to the Five Guys guy.
One of the five guys.
Says he's like the grill master. He was like the leader.
The other four. He's the only one doing the job. Out of the five guys, he's the one that knows how to do the job.
Right. Like, I can't believe that dude just asked for bacon on his grilled cheese after he ordered.
One of them's like on their phone. The other one's like smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
One of them just is completely incompetent and doesn't know how to run the register.
They're cranking.
They don't know how to put $2 in the register. You know,
I was going to give him $2, like, but it's not going to help him out. It's not going to help the company out.
Yeah.
It's not going to help. No one wants a $2 tip.
Yeah. Toss a 10 down for some bacon
for some
and
bacon.
A couple fries. I've only been to the Five Guys a few times. It's pretty good. Yeah.
It's great. They have a great burger. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the way.
You could get anything on
bacon
it.
Bacon double cheeseburger all
it's
the way.
Going all the way.
All the way.
All right.
Let's go all the way. Sly Fox. Remember that one?
I got a question. Once you put bacon on it, is it still a grilled cheese?
It's not.
No. That's why they were given.
It's not.
No, it's an option. They got all your burger choices. Then you got a grilled cheese. Then you got grilled cheese with bacon. I didn't see that when I ordered it.
So they actually had it as a choice.
Yeah, it's like grilled cheese or grilled cheese with bacon. I'm like,
put some bacon on there.
This is more of a philosophical discussion about the nature of grilled cheese.
An actual grilled cheese sandwich could be either grilled cheese or grilled cheese with tomato.
That's right.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Right?
No meat.
That's right.
No meat.
That's right.
Yeah. But you could toss bacon or a little ham in there.
Yeah,
I remember Nanny used to throw a little ham in there every now and then.
A little
spam. A little spam.
Yeah, a little spam.
When was the last time you had a spam sandwich? Long time. So probably since I was at Nan's house.
Yeah, with Nan. She cut it. Thick slices of spam.
Yeah. Oh. There was something about that generation, too, because pretty much all the spam was thrown into all the army.
That's
packs.
Right.
So like all the guys basically that went out to war, they had spam in their little bag
the
of
MRE.
Stuff.
Yeah, right. Meals ready to eat. Yep.
So and families stateside at home.
Yeah.
Would eat it a lot because manufacturing was down. People weren't going to the grocery store to get good meat.
Yeah. So at that point, they just kept on eating it.
Yeah.
And like as they got older, like it was kind of a comfort food.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? It was almost like going and having a big shepherd's pie or something.
Yeah.
Or for us, would probably be like my comfort food was probably pasta, American chop suey.
Oh,
right,
because
it was always a giant pot of it there. It always tasted better the next day.
Sure,
you know,
does.
You could just heat it up without knowing much, without burning the house down.
That is quintessential,
as a teenager.
Americana right there.
Yeah.
American chapsuri.
Yep.
Very good stuff.
In the mornings, I would pretty much, in high school, I would have like a glass of milk. That's all I'd have all day until about 4 in the afternoon. Then I'd go to Burger King.
You're intermittent fasting before it was even a thing.
Yeah, it was pretty much. Yeah. Yeah, I'd have one big glass of milk and then I'd go to Burger King, you know, with my friends around 2 or 3 as soon as we learned how to drive.
Yeah. The lunch of champions.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So what did you think about rewatching all the Star Wars movies? You just rewatched what, 1 through 6?
I skipped 1, 2, 3. So date of release, I watched 4, 5, 6 and then 7, 8, 9.
Mm-hmm.
So I skipped the prequels. Sorry, Ewan McGregor.
How lousy was 9, huh?
Oh my word. I could barely I could barely keep it on.
You don't even know what the hell's going on in it. It's going so fast there's nothing exciting going on.
Yeah.
It's just lousy. It's just like they just completely gave up after number one, like nobody knew what to do. And what's sad is I think The Last Jedi had points that were great in it. Like the whole part with Krayt, it was almost like the AT-ATs in Hoth again. It's like they were borrowing from it with the planet with the red sand. It was like salt. That was pretty cool. Like the colors and stuff, that was pretty neat looking. But to make Luke completely different and make him a loser, which is what he was. He's just a loser that gave up.
Yeah.
It's like this is the hero of Star Wars. It's not Anakin, it's Luke.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and to basically insult like every fan of Star Wars that grew up as a kid, like my age, you know, like we all are, you know, we're all around the same age. It's like that was the big one. It wasn't Anakin, it was Luke. You don't make Luke the loser.
Absolutely right. I remember when before the prequels came out, before they even did 1, 2, 3, longtime fans were all waiting for Luke to return. But then we found out after 1, 2, 3 that he was going to return in like 7, 8, or 9, and waiting for this triumphant return of the prodigal son.
Yeah,
but you don't get that.
And then you get him tossing his lightsaber away.
Yeah, and he's just all depressed on this island, and he thinks he's serving the world better by hiding.
Yeah,
it's
stupid.
Horrible.
Stupid.
It was horrible.
Yeah,
what a disservice to millions of global fans of that franchise.
Yeah. The writing was just stupid.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
They fell apart. They didn't even write that.
Yep.
They, like, forgot to write it.
And also, I brought this up before the show, but me and Jared were talking a little bit about Star Wars and the ride over, and to not have Han, Leia, and Luke together in one scene.
Right.
Not even one scene. What a colossal mistake.
They're copying the entirety of the original, trilogy anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like some scenes, exactly like you just said, the red sand and like just like Hoth.
Yep.
And
the Death Star was the big huge planet on the new one. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like no new ideas. You know, a couple here and there, but not much. It's just a shame.
All characters were the same characters, just repurposed in different roles.
Well, the story's been done.
But then you see what Marvel did was they learned from Star Wars, and they're like, let's put every Spider-Man and every villain in a movie. You know, and then you had that Spider-Man movie, which was pretty entertaining when they had like all the different Spider-Mans from all the different movies link up. That was kind of cool.
Oh, you know, I didn't catch that one.
Yeah, it's good. Uh-huh. Yeah, I think it's No Way Home or something like that. But it was good. You get to see, you know, Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and then the new kid who's a great Spider-Man, and they all kind of link up. That was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. You know, I'm at that age now. It's like I'm movied out when it comes to comic book movies, and I was a huge comic book fan. I'm just sick of it. You know, I'm tired of it. It's like there's no real great stories anymore. They're just thrown out just by the numbers.
Well, the wheels started coming off the whole thing when you no longer have the chronological order, the timeline. Mm-hmm, when they started coming out with this multiverse and time travel, forget it.
Yep,
it's horrible.
Yep.
You can't even. There's so much going on that you're not even interested anymore.
That's right.
They can't play it straight anymore because they're not. They're not writing good stories anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They feel they need to do that. Oh, public service?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a nice... Ready? I'm going to give you a nice lead in, though. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. They're going to do a PSA. Ready? Here we go. Go ahead.
Oh, thinking of adding a pet to your family. The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org.
That's good. Got you with the sexy back in the bag.
Nice,
of it.
I like that.
It's going to sound nice when you listen to it again.
Nice.
It's pretty good. I like Timberlake. It's pretty good. So it's also Day of Silence Day. It's International Day of Human Spaceflight. It's also called 12's Day. It's National Child Day, and it's also World Hamster Day today.
You're kidding.
That's what they said, yeah. Did you ever have a hamster?
Oh, hamsters. Guinea pigs, I think. Yeah, yeah. Guinea pigs, yeah.
I remember Nan killed one.
Yeah.
She, like, tossed. She tossed Fluffy against the wall once because it ran up her arm.
Oh.
And
I remember
she wasn't
that.
Ready for it. She like flicked yeah. the thing and it like hit the wall and it
just
died.
A reflexive yeah. Self-protection thing.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's a mouse or something.
And that was the end of my hamster, yeah.
That's but, disappointing.
Yeah, yeah. But I guess that's, you know, hamster's good about, you learn a little bit about death.
You do.
You know?
You do.
And it's like, might as well get it over with now, you know? It just happened to be my grandmother killed the thing, you know? But it is what it is, you know? I've worked through it in the last 50 years.
That would crush most mortals, but you're not mortal, Chris. You're better than that.
I know. No, I liked my fish tank. Putting the fish tank together was great.
Fish were great.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
People like, what do you do with it? It's like you look at it, they're nice, you know, they don't crap everywhere.
That's
they're
it.
In the tank, you know.
Your friends come, they're like, oh, cool fish. Then they go home, and 95% of having fish is cleaning the tank, which yep. is disgusting.
Yes.
And then you learn that you never want to have fish ever again.
Yeah.
It's so gross.
Yeah, it gets gross when you're cleaning the tank, especially when they get really large. The cichlids get really large, and
oh, yeah.
the poo-poo, yeah. It yeah. really, it's like you don't know where the fish rocks end and the poo-poo begins.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's just, but it's almost like if you stir that with a little bit, because you had a little hose to suck it out the vacuum, as soon as you stirred it a little bit, everything got brown quick.
Oh, yeah. What a mess.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a mess.
I miss my tank, though. It was nice. Brings the blood pressure down.
Would you have a 10-gallon?
No, I had a big one. I had like 40.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I got it up to like 40.
That's a
I
lot
went
of
through
water.
Like 100 fish in order to get it going. I was killing fish left and right. Yeah, yeah. I would be putting the wrong fish in together, you know. I'd like two fighting fish with like, you know, a couple of flounder fish and stuff.
You wake up in the morning, there's like one left.
Bitten in half, right? Yeah. Some fish were crazy, you know, and they wanted to be eating feeders. Yeah,
well, the cichlids, those are fighters.
Oh, yeah, they're fighters.
Yeah, they're like
yeah.
brutal.
Yeah, and they want live. And if you don't put any live in there, they're going to be going after the other fish.
Each other, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
I could get pretty pricey.
But eventually, it was pricey. Eventually, I got it to, you get it to a level. You got to get the pH levels right, too. Otherwise, there's too much ammonia and you're just killing your fish. You
Absolutely.
Know, there's a lot of floaters. I had one go up and swim away on me, went up my toilet, looked like Nemo. And he jumped into my toilet and went up and out of the tank. He like jumped right into the toilet and he was gone. He just swam right up and was like, what is going on here?
Going for freedom.
Yep. Never saw him again.
That's disappointing.
Yeah.
Not as disappointing as a hamster though.
Here's one that we could probably get behind. National Dive Bar Day is supposedly today too. National Dive Bar. How about the worst bar you ever been to? Yeah, either one of you come up with like a horrible bar story or a horrible bar where you walked in.
Boy.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Usually if I walk in and it
must have one from Texas.
Smells and it, right? And it's dank and dirty, I'm staying.
I remember a few in New York City pretty rough.
Yeah.
I mean, you go in there and it was like, you know, a steel toilet that it was a steel toilet, now it's just a steel hole and there's just stuff everywhere and, you know, just disgusting. You know, and a lot of the places that have like bars and stuff, so it was like a lot of places that have bands, you know, and the bars just disgusting. And I remember over in England and Ireland and Scotland had some awful pubs too, just
oh,
awful.
Oh, I bet.
You just went in and it's like, you know, ugh. Disgusting.
They're like 400-year-old pubs, 600-year-old
mm-hmm.
pubs.
Yeah.
Your feet are sticking to the floor.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're like rethinking your choices in life.
Yeah. It's literally like a fraternity basement. You know, you go in there, it's like, you know, that golden anniversary was poured on those, you know, poured on the floor 40 years ago, and it's still stuck there.
They just swab the deck in the morning with beer. Mm-hmm. Like, just more of the same.
National Dive Bond Day. How about space? What do you guys think about space? Are we going to be going anywhere soon? Think we'll finally get to Mars at one point in our lifetime?
Big question marks.
Yeah? I don't know. We'll get there in our lifetime. I think it's possible.
I don't know if it's colonized, but I think we get there.
Yeah.
And walk it, maybe?
Sure. We can walk it.
Why not?
Kind of like the moon. Like the moon landings. Like, yeah, we've been here. No one cares about us coming to the moon anymore. Okay. Yeah. Can that project.
Yeah, that's what's funny. It's amazing. We could go to the moon. That's amazing. Yeah. Nobody cares anymore.
No one cares.
Done it.
It's like not even a big deal. Yeah.
They're not even interested.
No. Nope.
It's so sad. Everybody's so apathetic now.
Very.
You know, the fact that you can hold a tiny computer, everybody can hold a tiny computer in their hand and make a couple of punches on digits in order to have the person's face come up and talk to them. You know, and have a conversation for an hour to somebody who's like in California and you're 3,000 miles away. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And nobody cares.
No one cares. There's no more long distance charges. It could be anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
It's amazing technology.
What do you got coming up, Jared? Any exciting news? Any things looking forward to? Any vacations?
We're looking forward to going to Italy.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll check out Florence and a couple of the smaller towns. I'm not so interested in going to Rome, but I have studied some art history in that part of the world, so I'd like to see some of the stuff, especially the sculpture and architecture and the cathedrals and all that. And did Portugal last year, so yeah, Italy's
nice.
So I want to see some of what Italy used to be, or what we imagine Italy to be. And I know that's it's disappearing in our time, but I want to see some of that old world. It's the seat of Western civilization, so I mean, it's important. And I want to see some of that before it's gone. Venice will be a different trip. Probably Switzerland, that part, you know, northern parts. But yeah, just maybe a week over there, check it out.
Yeah, that's sinking. You got to get to Venice before it's sunk.
Yeah.
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 Because that'll be gone soon.
Oh, yeah. It's all built on pylons. It's a strange place to build.
Yeah.
It's very odd.
I'd like to go to Venice, though, I think. I don't know where I want to go at this point. You know?
Yeah.
I know I want to go to Iceland. I'd like to visit Iceland.
Yeah.
I'd still like to visit Western America because I haven't really been out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about maybe going to the Grand Canyon, go to Yosemite, Yellowstone. Yeah. Be fun.
Beautiful. I want to check out some like Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania, Hungary, Poland, you know,
sure.
Maybe Chechnya. Like what's on the other side, like Eastern Europe? Like we all know the biggies. Italy, France, Portugal, Spain.
You're going to go underground.
The other ones,
yeah.
The places less traveled.
Europe 2.0.
That's why I liked Portugal last year because I want to go. I want to check it out.
Sure.
A lot of Portuguese patients, and they're from the Azores, not so much from the mainland Portugal.
Yeah.
But Azores, that would be a different trip. That's a beautiful island, you know. Area of that belongs to Portugal.
Nice.
But want to visit some places with different food. I'll travel for food.
Yeah.
And the culture's a bit different.
What's the best food you had when you went there to Portugal? What was a good meal there?
The steaks were great. Breakfast, you're kind of fending for yourself. Like, you're on your own. You got, like, a bun.
Yeah.
And they all taste the same.
Didn't you say, like, the coffee was, like, just a cup or something?
Tiny.
Like a cake cup?
You ask for a coffee, they always give you a shot of espresso.
Oh, okay.
And it's never enough, because we're used to drinking a pot of coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, Americano, and they give you, like, a double, and that's still not enough.
Yeah.
You just want...
It's like a Nescafe.
Just give me three coffees. They're, like... You know, all at the same time in one cup.
Yeah.
But the dinners, we really went to some slick restaurants, tasting menus.
Sure.
But yeah, breakfast and lunch, you're kind of on your own for that. It's more like a cafe lifestyle there.
Nice.
Yeah.
George, give me some good food in Poland when you were in Poland.
Oh, Jurek? I hope I'm not
What's that called?
Butchering that pronunciation, but it's like a rye soup.
Oh.
I think it's Z-U-R-E-K.
Uh-huh.
You can probably find it delicious.
That sounds good.
Rye soup.
Yeah.
What do they put in it? Meat and
like
stuff?
Like sausage, hard-boiled eggs.
Was it hot?
Yeah, it's like hot soup, yeah.
Nice.
Was it spicy?
No. Kind of a sour soup. Hmm. Kind of a sour rye.
Yeah, like sourdough bread, like liquid bread.
Yeah, and they'll serve it in a sourdough bowl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Big crusty bowl, delicious.
I love rye bread.
Maybe we should go get some soup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poland, I'm going there.
Yeah, get soup in Poland, seriously.
What city do you fly into over there?
When I go for work, it's Wrocław. It's spelled R W R O claw, C L A W. Mm-hmm. So it's like row claw. That's how everyone pronounces it, but it's Wrocław.
Nice.
It's kind of a college town, but when you fly there, you fly through Munich to get to Wrocław.
Yep.
Yeah. Small airport.
David Letterman's birthday today, April 12th.
Okay, nice.
Ed O'Neill's birthday today as well. Yeah. Just looking up a couple things that happened on April 12th. And, of course, it's Friday the 12th, not Friday the 13th. So,
not so
Jason
scary.
Always had a problem with Friday the 12th. He was like, dang, not again.
Not so scary.
Not so scary. Yeah.
Where'd that come from? Knights Templar.
Wasn't it?
That was like the order. That was actually like a kill order by
was it?
King or a pope or someone there got rid of all the remaining Knights Templar. That's where Friday the 13th came in.
And it was on Friday the 13th. Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nice.
I believe so.
I'm going to throw a little OMC in the background. We got about 4 minutes left. If you guys want to do some shout outs, we can open up a new topic. Anything?
I did my concert shout out. I'm all up.
You all good? Where's that hat from? Myrtle Beach?
Yeah, I think Ma got this for me when she went down there.
Myrtle Beach is a good beach.
I've never been.
Yeah, it's a fun beach.
I've been to Charleston a few times, but I've never been up to Myrtle.
Mm. My neighbor's selling an RV. Should I buy it?
I don't know.
I'd have to learn how to use everything.
You'd probably want to do what Nan did and park it someplace in a campground.
Yeah.
So you don't have to maintain it and keep, you know, year round.
But then I have to go poo-poo indoors in that RV too. That's the thing for me.
Yeah.
I'd rather just go outside.
I'd rather go, yeah.
Yeah. Or just dig a ditch, you know? Just go right in the lawn.
It's not camping if you're going inside.
Yeah.
Al fresco.
I mean, the world's a big toilet. Yeah. Wherever you go, the world's a big toilet. Yeah. It's like, I don't need to drive this bus right up to use the loo.
It's like the Dave Matthews story, going over the bridge.
What's that?
They're going, I forget what year it was, but they're touring cross country, I'm assuming, and they're on the tour bus and they're going over the bridge. It was one of these bridges with a grate.
It was like
a metal grate. It was not pavement.
Mm-hmm.
It was like you could, you know, hit the water. They emptied the tank. They emptied their sewage tank in this tour bus as they went over the bridge, and it landed on a boat going underneath the bridge.
Gross.
Yeah, it was a
That's they shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, yeah, it was disgusting. I mean, who is thinking?
Yeah,
no one's thinking on that.
No, one. I mean, you're supposed to. You could do it out at sea if you're out at sea. So many miles, you can.
I want to say it was
go.
It was some sort of tourist ferry or something. It makes so it even worse. Huh? Like, look at the grace.
And then,
man.
Then when you find out it's Dave Matthews emptying his dump on top of you,
it's the worst.
I don't like Dave Matthews to begin with. I like
horrible.
Him even less after that. What do you think about that bridge going down? Oh, my God.
Scary.
We didn't talk about that.
Yeah,
horrible.
Scary,
yeah.
Scary sight.
Yeah, I want to hear a little bit more about it. I mean, obviously a few people died there, but yeah. I mean, just awful. And I mean, it was like a shipping lane, wasn't it? It was like getting into Baltimore.
Yeah, major,
it's like,
major
so,
shipping lane.
Yeah, I mean, that's
so who,
big news.
Of all the decades that has been a shipping lane and in huge, you know, huge use every day, how did they turn into one of the supports?
I know.
Like, how does that even happen? I saw the video and I was like, that's like someone took a sharp right turn right into it.
Right, yeah.
Like, how does it even happen with a massive boat like that?
I know. It's
very strange. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Someone was new at captaining a boat? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
How do you explain that?
Drunk captain.
Yeah.
I don't know. What explain right. most boating accidents?
Taking a sharp turn captain. And...
Well, we're going to have to get out of here. And thanks to Jared and thanks to George for coming on in. And it's Time Travel 2.0 here with you every Friday, 6 to 7 p.m.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for coming in, guys. And thanks to Jared for coming in for the first time. Debut here on WMFO.
A lot of fun.
Talk to you guys later. See you next week, Time Travelers.
Every time I look around, it's in my face.